Live from the No Panic Zone, I'm Steve Gerber. God bless America. This is the Steve Gerber Show for Monday, November the 23rd, 2020. Good to have you along for the ride. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, Michigan in the crosshairs of political everything today. Conversations over the State Board of Canvassers getting started. They're meeting to certify the vote. Not. Some say it's mandatory. 16 electoral votes hang in the balance, potentially. Number two, Sidney Powell, front and center for the Trump legal team across the nation, including Georgia, now the focus of a lot of attention because of a press release from the team saying she's not actually part of the team. What's going on? And number one, the drive for a vaccine to stop COVID in its tracks is right on track with one application for emergency clearance to deliver 20 million doses before the end of the year. Another on its way, two more not far behind. What an incredible feat. What an accomplishment this has turned out to be. Operation Warp Speed has become the toast of the town, actually. Of course, this happens after the election is already done. But Pfizer applying for emergency certification of its vaccine so they can begin distribution. 20 million doses Pfizer could have out before Christmas. 20 million doses by Christmas, as the president had promised. Also, Moderna and BioNTech, their joint venture, could produce 50 million more doses before much time passes. What this means is, according to epidemiologists and others, that could mean herd immunity could be reached by May, maybe earlier, because of the accomplishments of the Trump administration and the strong early results for these two leading COVID vaccines. Well, it could mean a lot more for us. You see, these vaccines are on gene-based technology. It's a giant leap forward. It's not just a vaccine. It's a giant leap forward in medicine. Once again, America laying the groundwork for the rest of the world to benefit in a giant leap forward. It could provide new treatments for cancer, heart disease, and other ailments. It really is a magnificent accomplishment. I want to hear from Dr. Tom Inglesby. He is from Johns Hopkins. Appearing on Sunday morning television, Dr. Inglesby praised what has been done here by America, by the administration, and by Big Pharma. It's bite number four with Dr. Inglesby. Bite four, let's start with him this morning. Listen to this.
This is from you. First of all, there is some good news, and that, of course, is the fact that it looks like that we have not one but two vaccines as part of Operation Warp Speed that are on the way. Pfizer on Friday applied for emergency use authorization. Assuming that they're approved by the FDA, how confident should Americans be about taking these vaccines?
Yeah, I wouldn't call this good news. I would call this great news. It's fantastic. It's probably the best news we've had since the start of the pandemic. We have two vaccines that are making their way through the approval process that may be as high as 95% effective and seem to be safe based on the information we've seen so far.
It's great news. It's not good news. It's great news. For the most vulnerable among us, it means the opportunity to be immunized against this virus. And for the future, gene therapy, gene splicing, creating cures for cancer and heart disease and diabetes. Like I said, this is not just a step forward for a vaccine for this pandemic. It's a step forward for mankind. It is a step forward on a path to a better world. That's what it is, a path to a better world. It's beyond comprehension what's been pulled off here. In previous years, it has taken years to come up with a vaccine for anything. And in this case, the president began this quest on January the 13th, before anyone had died in America, before he stopped flights from China, before all of that. The president had laid the groundwork for the greatest achievement in medicine, maybe in decades. Maybe in decades. Meanwhile, the accolades for delivering not just one, not just two, but as many as four now, because there are two more coming down the pike. Pfizer and Moderna, the first to the finish line, but more are coming. And the accolades are coming from every direction. Let's go to bite number two. The accolades for delivering not one, but two, but three or four, they keep coming. Bite two, go.
And just to be clear, none of this was as a result of political pressure. The timeline and the expedited timeline was just for health reasons, not because you felt pressure from any politician one way or another.
100%. I have to say the operation has operated in full speed, based on science, focusing on patients and people's need. No political interference, no bureaucracy, no red tape. It's been just an incredible, visionary approach to put together science and the Department of Defense and industry in an incredible partnership. Frankly, it's been exceptional.
An incredible, visionary approach. It's been exceptional. The DOD, science. Who else could have pulled this off? You think Joe Biden could have led this sort of an attack on a disease and been successful? I don't believe so. This president has stepped up and gotten it done. The most important promise of his presidency, he delivers. A vaccine before the end of the year, he delivers. This is not something that is to be taken lightly. He should be praised for the work that has been done here. He should be praised for how it has been accomplished. He should be praised for how it has all come together. No question about it. He should be applauded and admired for what happened here. Now, meanwhile, of course, you've got the legal challenges and the questions being raised. We'll talk about that a bit. We will. But I want you to hear this Florida nurse explain to you one of the questions that you have about this disease. Might be the number of people that are testing positive. Let a Florida nurse explain to you how you can test positive and become a patient five times. It's bite number one. Bite number one. Listen to this. It is interesting. Go.
Inform you guys of how the testing is going in Florida. I'm a nurse. I'm required to have testing every 2 weeks to go into the facilities that I go into. For starters, if you do the rapid testing and you test positive for antibodies, meaning you're not currently infected but may have been infected in the past, they have to report that as a positive case. If you test positive, go into quarantine, have your retest done in 2 to 3 weeks, whatever your place, requires, that's considered a second positive case. If I get a false positive from the rapid testing, then I have to go and have the rapid test done a second time. If that second rapid test is positive, then I have to go get the nose swab the third time. If all three come back positive, they consider that three positive cases. So all in all, I could have five positive cases for one person who may not even be positive.
Five for one. Might even be five for none. Thought you'd find that interesting that you could get tested over and over and over. Positive ding, positive ding, positive. It makes you wonder. Hospitalizations are up. Intensive care occupation is up. Numbers are way up. But how accurate are those numbers? That's something to consider. On the Steve Gribber Show on a Monday. We'll be right back.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. Patriotfoods.com. If you could lock in the price of propane for less than a dollar a gallon for the next 25 years, would you do it? Well Connect is a heating and cooling system that can literally save you thousands of dollars. If you're tired of freezing in the winter and boiling in the summer and didn't think you could afford to make a change, Well Connect might just change your mind. Using your well water, you can reduce your heating bills by hundreds of dollars a year. Well Connect will pay for itself, and it will keep you comfortable the whole year. Well Connect is made in Alpena, Michigan, and it's as easy as 1, 2, 3. First, if you have a well, find out if your home is a good fit for a Well Connect. Second, schedule a free home visit. And third, get a Well Connect system installed with no money down financing. Call 989-356-2113 or go to their website, wellconnectsaves.com. 989-356-2113. Wellconnectsaves.com. Get a WellConnect. It's a no-brainer. You'll be glad you did.
At the Michigan Chamber, we want you to know that we are working for you.
We know the importance of staying healthy, keeping your family safe, and adhering to the governor's executive order.
But we also know the importance of keeping the economy going.
If your business is open, we want to support you any way we can.
We're going to continue working with the governor and working with the legislature to find solutions to your problems.
When it's time to get back to work,
together,
we're going to bring this economy back.